Hare Krishna. So here is a very beautiful verse from Skanda Purana. Kalikala kusarpasya tikshnadamshtrasya mam bhayam govindanamadanena dagdhoyasyati basmatam. The meaning of this verse is Kalikala kusarpasya. Kusarpa means very poisonous serpent of Kali Yuga, he says. Kali Yuga itself, he is calling it as a poisonous serpent. Tikshna damshtrasya mabhayam. Tikshna means very sharp. Damshtra means tooth. The sharp tooth of the worst age called Kali Yuga, which is compared to a serpent. Mabhayam, he says. One need not fear. Why? Govinda namadanena, one who is awarded with the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Dagdho yasyati bhasmatam. Dagdho means to be burned. The Kali sarpa is burnt to ashes by the chanting of the Govinda nam. So, yesterday I was telling about how all the positive circles have concluded. Whether they be jnanis, yogis, bhaktas, whoever assembled for the hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam at the bank of Ganga along with Parikshit. It is mentioned that all the different processes ultimately flow like rivers flowing to the ocean of the surrender to the Supreme Lord by the chanting of the holy name. Similarly, here also, it says here that although there are various processes, the chanting of the holy name burns the serpent of the Kali Yuga's effects of throwing contamination into our hearts. Because the Kali Yuga is characterized by a very great mass degradation in religious principles, as explained in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Satya Yuga was characterized by Nirvairaha, Shantaha, Samadrisha, Shuddhaha. Such kind of words are used. The Satya Yuga Vasis were free from envy. And they were equipoised. They were fixed in the absolute truth. They were completely free from all vices. And in the Treta Yuga, they are called as Brahmavadinaha. They were very eager for studying scriptures. Dharmishtam. They are very fixed in Dharma. And in Dwapara Yuga, they are called Jignasavaha. They are only inquisitive, curious. Whether they will follow or not, only God knows. But they are curious to learn about God and learn about spiritual principles. But Kalavapi Tatshunu, he says that even in Kali Yuga, which is the most degraded age of religious principles, which are very prevalent all over the world, he says there is one good quality, which is actually the chanting of the holy name. So that's what in this verse also he says, that Govinda nama daniyena dagdho yasati basmatam. So anyone who is fortunate will take shelter of the holy name and can keep away or evade the anarthas from ruining one's spiritual career in the age of Kali Yuga, by the Govinda Namasmaran. So you will find in different Puranas, this is from Skanda Purana verse. So various Puranas glorify the names of Lord Hari as the supreme method for purification of heart, and supreme method for deliverance from this world, and supreme method for reinstating the soul in his original position. Harinam Prabhu ki.